Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
Thank you for joining us today on the weekday podcast. No matter where you are today, I hope today's scripture from God's Word brings you hope and encouragement. That's our hope for these five-minute sessions of listening and meditating on Scripture. If it's your first time, welcome. If this is a part of your daily routine, we're glad you're listening. Have you ever felt like you're in the midst of lions and can't seem to escape the trials and hardships of life? The psalmist David did, and lived to tell about it, as he shared in Psalms 57. That's where we're going to be today. He had just fled from King Saul. You can go back and read this story. It's in 1 Samuel 18 and 19. It's fascinating. Talk about a bad day. Saul's jealousy over David was fierce. He tried to kill him. It was really bad. David pens these words from Psalm 57 after he fled from Saul in the cave. Now remember, Saul is trying to kill him, and he pens these words. Listen to Psalm 57. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me, for in you my soul takes refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He sends me from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I lie among ravenous beasts, men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples, for great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Can you imagine? David fleeing from Saul in the cave, and then sits down and pens these words. Verse 7, he says, my heart is steadfast. In the midst of calamity where he found himself, he's able to say, but my heart is steadfast. And then he goes on to say, I will sing and make music and praise God. I don't know if I could do that if I'm in the midst of lions. He helps himself to remember God's great love and his faithfulness. And then, above all, he says, God, you be exalted. I'm sure he was thinking, God, I don't understand this. It doesn't make sense to me. And this is really hard. I didn't sign up for this. I am in the midst of lions. But I'm sure he also said, this is what I know. God, you save me. You send your love and your faithfulness to me. My favorite part of this passage is he says, I can take refuge in you, God, in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I love the psalmist's honesty to bring his cares and his burdens to God. He is the one that he can cry out to in times of great trouble. That's what he did. Are you in the midst of lions today? Let me encourage you, friend, that the one true God takes great delight in hearing your heart, your cries, and your burdens, because he is able to bring protection, love, and joy to you there.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.